It does. It's the lotion. Come on, give me your hand. Yes. See, buttery soft. Doesn't quite taste as good as it feels. You ready for bed? I am. I'm not quite tired yet, but I have a feeling that when my face hits the pillow, that's all about to change. You know, some days I feel like that's when it just hits, you know, that there's nothing left to do that day. And whatever is gonna go on will be tomorrow's issue. It's a very nice feeling. Yeah, it has been. You know, one of those days when you haven't even had time to think. And sometimes that's a good thing. A lot right now. A lot of things worry me. And I feel like when there's nothing, my mind finds something to worry about. I try not to think as much. So busy days, they're a blessing sometimes. As much as going to bed is where I feel just how exhausted I am. It's also when I start to think. You ever have those days where you don't really want time or space to think? When you're almost afraid of what will happen if you let yourself do that. Yeah. You know, I'll take a hug any day. I do. There's something nice about being a little spoon too. feeling all safe and small. Well, I like being the protector or feeling like I am. Let me look at these arms. What am I going to protect you from? But I can try. Well, the mind is far more difficult to protect from. But we have each other. That is a comforting thought. These perfect arms wrapped around me. I am not that self-absorbed. There is nothing perfect about them. Though, I do think I'm a decent hugger. There's definitely such a thing as a bad hug. Bad hug is an awkward hug. Well, not necessarily. I take that back, actually. A bad hug is a hug that you do of sheer politeness. Like, you don't really want to, so you end up doing the super quick one arm and then pat on the back. I wouldn't say that's a good hug. A good hug is when you don't want to leave. This is a very good hug. You are a very good hugger. Lucky me. That was very high up on my list. Must be a good hugger. Right after must love animals. Sort of. I'm both joking and both not joking. Don't you think you could tell someone's character by how they treat animals? I think they can. Like, if you see a cute puppy, do you crouch down and ask if you could cuddle it? Okay, maybe not cuddle, but like say hi. I would want to cuddle it, but not the first time, good point. Or do you just walk by? I think if you don't even smile when you see a really cute dog, then we have an issue. Yes, we do. Or a cat, even. Like, any kind of animal, if I see a duck, I will smile too. A bird in the trees depends on which hour of the day. But usually yes, it's a good thing. Peaceful. Kind of like the rain. And some of my favorite sounds. Along with your voice. And your laugh. And your uncanny ability to just focus my mind on better things. We quite literally went from feeling anxious about absolutely everything and my mind is going 110 miles an hour to all joking about puppies and cats and the sound of rain. Well, then it was a good plan. A very good plan indeed. I agree. We could talk about it, but honestly, I don't think it's anything in particular, which makes it difficult. It's everything. Everything that happens in work. All the silly, stupid family drama. All the stress. It's just taking so much of my energy that I don't even know. When I have a good day, something always tends to happen to take that good thing away. Take away you at least. That's something. No, please, like anything. Keep distracting me. It is. It is definitely getting longer. I need to cut it, but I don't really want to. I know. When my hair is short, I want it long. And when it's long, I want it short. It's like I can't make up my mind. But I feel like this length right here, it's good. Just a tiny bit longer, maybe. And watch me get there, and then I'm gonna cut it off. No, not completely. Just, I don't know, shoulders, maybe. Well, that way I can still put it up in a bun. You know, do the thing that you always like. That shoo 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 shoo. What did you say? Yeah, that's exactly what you said last time. Yeah, don't you remember? I asked you, should I wear my hair up or down? And you said up in that, like, bun. And I said, what kind of bun? And you said that you know when you do the shoo 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 shoo. So not the braided one, just a regular one. Yeah, the messy bun, the messy bun. You know, that's usually what happens when you don't really feel like doing anything to it. Yeah, that's the messy bun. Or the ponytail. You know, it made me think of something. When I was visiting my grandmother the other day, she still has these, it's like a tradition in my family to take pictures when all kids are 1 year old. Take them to a photographer and like put them in a really nice, really nice outfit. And then, yeah, it's like, it's like a tradition. And on mine, I had such little hair then. but I had just a few, like, blonde strands at the top of my head. So they took those, and they put a bow around it. It looked so silly. Yeah. And then you look at my brother next to it, like, full-on head of hair. Like, so much hair. Oh yeah, now I have a lot of it, but I didn't. No. No, it took a while. Mm-hmm. We both were, like, ice blonde. Yeah. And then it, like, slowly got a little bit darker. Darker. Until what it is now. Good. Because it's not going anywhere. Staying on. You're so silly. Well, I could do your hair. If you let me. I could totally cut hair. I used to cut all my Barbie's hairs. Yeah. I gave them really cute micro bangs. Though not on purpose, I will say. Because it never really got fully even. So I did the thing where you keep cutting and cutting and cutting and trying to make it look perfect. And it never really did. Never. No. So eventually it was just straight up there under the hairline. And you notice that part? Their hair doesn't grow. I know, like, mind blown, right? Just stays there. That's a good question. Are there Barbie wigs? I don't... Well, there are Barbie wigs, but wig for Barbies. I don't think so. Maybe there are these days. Maybe I shouldn't say that much. Maybe. Yeah. Don't worry. I would be a lot more gentle with your hair. Well, it's not the same thing. Just because I wouldn't cut my own hair. It's more difficult to cut your own hair. Well, maybe not the front, like the front layers, but definitely the back would be, like, impossible. Yeah. Like, completely impossible to do. Even if you have one of those mirrors that lets you see everything, but... We should get one of those, by the way. You know, one of those that you can... what's the thing? You, like, put it on the wall and you can, like, drag it out and... position it. I'm tired, okay? My brain is a little mushy. You know what I mean. And you can also turn it, like, completely... It's good. I don't think they cost that much either. Pretty sure they're kind of cheap. We could go to IKEA. Eat good food. They have really good food. And because I know. Well, Yes, I'm Swedish. I've also been to IKEA about a lot of times, okay. Of course, it is a must for anyone to call themselves a Swede. You must have been to IKEA at least a dozen times. No. Yeah, it would be fun. I'd love to go there with you. That would be nice. IKEA field trip. The only downside is they have really bad coffee. It's not good. Yes, I am a coffee snob. I'll admit it. Oh, wow. Okay. What is my punishment? What a terrible, terrible, terrible punishment. I guess I deserve it. I deserve to be cuddled all night. Oh, terror. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Oh my goodness. How awful. I'll find a lot more other things to complain about. Get ready to punish me a lot more often. I love you. Do you know that? Thank you for making me feel better. You too. Sweet dream.